Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Educating for Success show. We bring families together with home business.
Hey, this is Ray Perry, your hostess, coming to you from the backside of nowhere in southern Tennessee. You know, one of the things that people hate in life is being sold to, but they love to buy. And so if you do a really good job of presenting the information on your product or service, then you can make people happy with the product or service that you give them without making them feel like you're trying to sell them. But it's such an art. It's so hard. And so today I have invited one of my best friends and one of my associates who helps with relationship marketing to explain to us today about the concept that is sweeping the internet world and the marketing world that is helping people in business do such a better job of communicating the message that they have that their product or service offers through the mail. So I want you to welcome from Rossville, Georgia. It's outside of Chattanooga, and I always get the name of it wrong. I'm so sorry. Teresa Ball. Welcome, Teresa.
Well, thank you, Ray. Thank you for inviting me to speak.
It is great having you here, and it's great being with you every time I get a chance to because you are so positive, so exciting, so energetic, and so excited about the things that you're doing. So I want you to share with our listeners a little bit about the new concept that we've come up with called relationship marketing.
Okay, well, basically, I teach a philosophy and a system about how to strengthen your relationships to build your business. It's not really a new concept. It's just that a lot of people aren't doing it. Businesses aren't doing it today the way that we teach. And it, for those of who have been implementing it to gain and retain customers and to get referrals from those customers, they have been doing phenomenally using the system, growing their business, tripling in some cases. So we have many testimonials of different businesses that have used this system in order to grow their businesses. And the main thing about when you hear relationship marketing, it's more about the relationship than the marketing. So we teach concentrate 80% on the relationship and only 20% on the marketing.
So that is an amazing concept. And so tell us the vehicle that you use to get the word out for relationship marketing.
Okay, well, it's a system that was developed by Cody Bateman about in 2003, just over 10 years ago. He made a system where you can create a card from your computer or from your phone, adding pictures, personal pictures of your customer or client that you've dealt with, maybe, for example, a picture of them with the card that you just sold them on the card. So it's all about them. And you can then, when you design your card, you can even add your own signature, your handwriting font, and then add a gift to the card if you want. And when you click send, send out cards, we'll print the card, add the gift if you've chosen one, and stuff the envelope, do everything for you from when you click send, and it's delivered to the post office for you and mailed for you. So everything is done for you. You just put the message in the mail, on the letter and on the card.
I love that. And it's all automated through software that you use on the internet, so you don't actually have to even go down to the store, stand at the card section, read through a bunch of cards that have messages that you don't like, and then send something off that's unpersonal. So if you can use software to make things personalized, it sounds to me like that would be the coolest thing
right.
to do. So tell us more about how it works.
Well, what we're trying to do is we're mastering the bridge between high tech and personal touch, because we need to have that personal touch, but that's lost so much today in the technology that we have. So, you know, emails have become so impersonal, and there are so many in your inbox. I talked to so many people today, they have thousands of emails because that it's nothing new. Everybody is marketing through email or other technological forms that aren't personal. And so we're trying to create a revolution of kindness through happy mail or going to the mailbox and having something tangible in your hands that you can touch, that you can look at, and that creates a special feeling between you and your customer, or between, I mean, it's for family and friends. Also, in particular, if you market through this vehicle for your business, you will create a bond between you and your customer that's personal. So we do teach how to use the system because there are many features in it, such as a campaign system, a full contact manager, and that keeps all of your contacts, even in specific groups. And that's part of our system that we teach, is how to create groups of the people that you will be serving, and then how do you need to reach out to those? What kind of cards and gifts, and what times do you need to reach out with for them? So the system reminds you of their birthdays, of their anniversaries, and other reminders that you might want to set in your system so that you can remember it. And the whole idea, the philosophy that we teach people in using the system, is to develop your personal brand and build it with friendship and by celebrating those people and service. So, for example, we might set up a five-touch campaign throughout the year, and they will receive, of course, now this is something that businesses, they're not doing. They're not thanking their customers in a tangible way, like with a thank you card and a gift for using their service or their product, for being their customer. So first of all, like, for example, you might set up a card might go out immediately with a thank you and then a gift. And then on their birthday, the system, when you set up this five-touch campaign, and this is just an example, on their birthday, they'll receive a birthday card, they'll receive a holiday card, and then maybe, if you've touched them that much, maybe just a staying in touch card, giving them some information about something. Maybe it could be about your product, or just maybe some useful, valuable information, or a combination of both. So it borders between marketing and still relationship, though, because you're trying to give them value. And this is through a card it's just a greeting card that comes in the mail. And then maybe you can ask them for the referral. Ask them if they know of anybody else who would love to use their services or that could benefit. Now, we call that earning the referral instead of asking it necessarily. You can't ask for it, but you've earned it because you've reached out to them in personal ways, in other ways. And the cool thing about it is that once you set up this campaign, a one-time thing to set this up, you just add them to that campaign, and then it will go out automatically for you, and that's the high-tech part.
So you're saying that the company actually mails the cards for you?
Yep.
That is awesome. Yep.
Within 24 hours of, say, for example, I was going to set a customer of mine up on this five-touch campaign, I would just enter their address into my contact manager and select that campaign, click send, and then throughout the year, they will see five different cards and gifts on whatever ones I've chosen to add gifts to automatically. And then say if I'm just sending one card to a single person, which is what we can do also, just on demand, like something just pops into my mind, I'm remembering some person I need to communicate with or just maybe cheer them up. I remember maybe something bad happened in their life and they just need cheering up, and I send them a card just thinking of you or something. Within 24 hours of me clicking that send button, the same day it'll be printed, and the very next business day, it'll be in the mail, and then just normal postal time of 3 to 5 days, it'll be delivered to them.
That is awesome. Amazing. I just love the internet and the things you can do with it. So give me an idea of some of the gifts that you can send.
Of some of the what?
Gifts. Some of the gifts that you can send.
Okay. Well, we have brownies are our most popular gift. But if you go into our send out card system and you look at the gifts, which anybody can go in there and browse to see what they like. Well, our most popular gift is our 2-pack of brownies. Now, these brownies are gourmet fudge brownies made specifically for send-out cards at a local bakery from our near our printing facility in Salt Lake City, Utah. And because we send out so many of them, we keep them in lots of business. And then you can look through. There's about 27 pages of gifts ranging anywhere from cookies and candies and all high-quality cookies and candies, gluten-free, toys for kids, specific gift for women or maybe for remembrance of breast cancer or something like that, little pink gifts and patriotic gifts, gifts for pets too. So if you're a dog groomer or veterinarian, or if you know that your client just really treats their pets like they're their kids, you know, those kind of people, send them something for Fido, and that's going to make them happy, okay? And stuff, but like when you send them things for their kids, that's what makes people, when you love what they love and treat them special, that's what creates that bond again. We're trying to create a relational bond between you and your customer, so when you treat them special and you make them feel special through their kids, their pets, just who they are, maybe some experience like the breast cancer or something that they went through. So that's what our gifts are designed to do. And then there are also card-sized gifts. Maybe if you're on a budget, you need to keep your costs down. There's little, like maybe they just got a job promotion. Now, this is one of our, part of our philosophy of celebration of people. If you see that one of your clients got a job promotion, send them a card with a congratulations and put a little key in there that says success. Or maybe their child just graduated, send them a card with maybe a little, just an insert of dreams and goals with a little poetry message on it or something like that. So, yeah, we also have seasonal gifts like for Christmas and summer and different things. Like summer, there's some summer fun swim goggles or some grass flip-flops and just things that might celebrate the season.
That's awesome. So do you have any books? I love books.
Oh, yes. We're very high on send-out cards. We figure, you know, whenever you develop as personally, if you develop yourself, you're going to develop your business. Whatever, you can't give someone more than you are. So the more you develop yourself, the better you can serve other people, and that's our philosophy. And so, yes, we have lots of books and CDs, some specifically for growing a network marketing business or a send-out cards business, but then others just for that might apply to anyone. Dance of Victory is one of our is about a lady who had a cerebral palsy. She's in a wheelchair, and it tells her story about how she danced with our CEO on stage because she is a and she does this. She can't speak. She can hardly move her hands, but she got her master's degree, went to college and everything, and all the accomplishments that she did. So it's called Dance of Victory, and that's just encouraging for anyone and seeing how someone did something and overcame obstacles. So, yes, we have audiobooks, books, CDs that can maybe just even as a business person, maybe to your colleagues or something, can help them.
Cool. That's awesome. So, so tell us if somebody wanted to find out more about how to set up an account so that they could be able to send cards and gifts to someone else. How would they do that?
Well, you can contact me through, you have to contact a distributor, and I'm a distributor for Send Out Cards. You can contact me through my cell phone, my email, or through my website.
Okay, and give us that website.
Okay, my website is sendoutcards.com/Teresa Ball, that's TERESABALL. Or a lot of times my phone number is the best way to reach me, or texting, or my email. My email is createcards123@gmail.com.
Great. That is awesome. Good, good.
Because a lot of times when somebody goes directly to the website, they have so many questions and they need somebody to answer it. And I believe if you do go to the website, if you forget my email, which is createcards123@gmail.com, you can go to the website. I believe there's a way that you can contact me through the website. But it's important that somebody, Send Out Cards is not really something that you can explain to someone. Like, I can show you some of the benefits and the features and things, but it's really something to experience. So what we do is let people experience it by sending a free card and then maybe just set them up with a trial account or a very inexpensive account that they can send some cards and gifts and see the response that they get by following what we teach them, how to send out cards and gifts.
That is wonderful. And I think education like this is so important now. Plus, there's also a way to make money with that as well. And so I want to just encourage everyone who is listening. If you're interested in learning how to send cards from your computer, basically all you do is sit down, drag a picture, drop it into a format, type your words in, hit go, and a company in Utah prints them and mails them for you. That is a pretty amazing setup. And if you want to also tell your friends about that or your organization, then you can also earn a residual referral fee for that too. So if you get a chance to, talk to Teresa about that. And in fact, she will even love to call you and talk with you on the phone too. So make sure you contact her. Teresa, could you give us your email address again?
Yes, it's createcards123@gmail.com.
Great. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us today from Georgia, for taking some time out of your busy day. Teresa actually has 11 children, and she has, I think, one left that she's still homeschooling, has a very, very busy life, but she's taken a few minutes out of her day to be with us today. So I want to just thank you, Teresa. We're also going to get a chance to see you at our home business conference coming up in August, the 12th through the 14th, in Louisville, Kentucky. So you're going to give us a little overview on the stage, and hopefully you'll get a chance to show us some cards on the PowerPoint presentation so we can all see them and come and touch and feel them and see what they're actually like, right?
Yes. And, you know, Ray, we're talking about at our home business conference, we introduce people to a lot of multiple streams of income. And that's one of the things that I really love about Send Out Cards, because the businesses that I work with, a lot of them will become Send Out Cards distributors to create, in addition to their business that Send Out Cards helps them to grow and do better than they've ever done before, it also is another stream of income that while they're growing their present business, they can build a residual income so they have an exit strategy when they're older and they're finished working their other business.
That is awesome. Well, Teresa, I just want to thank you so much for joining us today. It's been awesome having you on the line here, and make sure if you're listening, that you connect with Teresa if you're interested in sending cards from your computer, because it's a super cheap option, about $1.50 per card plus postage, and it's just an amazing way to stay in touch with people and get your foot in the door with those that you can't reach. So I appreciate you joining us today. Teresa, thank you so much. It was a pleasure having you here.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Ray. I appreciate you and what you've done for me and my family.
Great. Thank you. It's always awesome to be with you. You're such an inspiration and so inspiring, so encouraging all the time. So I want to introduce you now to a person who also is involved in residual income, because that's one of the things that we totally teach at Educating for Success, is why swap hours for dollars when you can create residual income by working smarter. And so just as Send Out Cards helps you build residual income, so does having a membership site. at my site, you'll notice that it is set up on a platform that is known as Membergate. So I want to introduce you right now the owner of Membergate, who is calling in from the UK, Tom Stone. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Ray. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's so good to have you here today.
Thank you ever so much for calling me. I'm glad to be here. I've got myself a cup of tea. I'm sat in the office, and I'm all ready to go.
A cup of tea. I'd love to join you for a cup of tea. I wish I could talk like you. So the concept of membership sites is so awesome. I love it, and I'm so glad that I was introduced to it years ago because that is the primary way that I generate income for my family right now. So tell us a little bit about what Membergate does and just the entire concept of, you know, what type of people have membership sites. Tom, you there? We've lost him. He's sipping tea. We can't hear you. Okay, so his line has dropped, and so hopefully we'll get him back on here in just a minute. So let me just tell you a little bit about my membership site. I started coaching with a mentor years ago, and he tried to build a stick-built, what we call stick-built site for me, which was one that he just constructed. That was way before WordPress. And I was not in the position to manage that list, to be able to do all of the technical things. Because as you've heard me say before, I am not a technical person whatsoever. In fact, I'm not even managing this podcast today. I have my social media girl in San Antonio managing the entire thing, Jennifer Navarrete, and you're going to get a chance to meet her at the conference in August as well, because she always comes to our home business conferences and tells people about social media and how they can enhance their business, whatever it is, by using social media. So I totally believe in outsourcing everything that you're not good at. And so why reinvent the wheel? If you can buy or borrow or use something that someone else has already created, then do that. So I set up my website years ago using the platform of Membergate that actually my two tech girls found for me because it had all the bells and whistles that it could possibly need in order to support a membership model. And so we set Educating for Success up years ago on Membergate. That was even before Tom was the owner and president of the company. But we have been with them ever since because what we get with that is consistency. The website handles all of the affiliate sales. It has a shopping cart that allows you to put single products in it. It also has a recurring section on the shopping cart so that you can set up membership plans at different levels, and they also can have different accesses. It also has the ability to have a blog and a forum, which we have now flipped over to Facebook because that's where everybody is, and so we talk there. But our primary home base is on that Membergate website. So I think we have Tom coming back on the line now. Are you there, Tom? Is he coming back in? So I want him to share a little bit about what he does with that because he is one of the technical people behind the whole thing. He was the UK tech support before he was the owner of the company, and so he understands all the inner workings of the membership site. He knows how this thing works, and he from inside out, basically, and he has a lot of vision for making it be a very robust platform that can handle just about anything that you want to do with it. So we're excited to have him come from the UK. He'll be joining us at our conference in August on the 12th through the 14th to talk to you more about membership sites. So, Tom, are you back?
I am. It didn't tell me it cut off. I was talking away. I was in full flow, and then you didn't say yes, Tom, and I figured, hey, I've been cut off. So the power of Skype for you.
Yeah,
what did we get up to?
Okay. What I was telling everybody about was my membership site and that it's hosted on Membergate and how I got started on the Internet with membership sites, and that's the best model. So tell us a little bit more about I gave them an idea of what all Membergate does, all the features that it allows you to have. Tell us a little bit about your vision for the company and some of the examples of people who have been super successful by having a Membergate membership site.
Well, Okay, so that's a whole heap of things. So let me just start by saying the very first thing. The very first thing you should understand, and it's something that you caught on very quickly, and some people may be in business for a lot of years and not really kind of grasp the mindset. And if we get the mindset right, everything follows. And the mindset is you can have people paying you regularly for the information you want to provide. If you set your business up to do that using MemberGate or a subscription software, then you make your business much easier to run. And remember, on the internet, people pay you up front. So your cash flow is sorted, your business model is sorted, and your customers, are you still there?
Yes, we're here.
Good, good. And your customers can expect a high standard of service from you, and that obligates you to your customers as well. So in other words, it raises the whole game. Instead of selling, you know, e-books that you see lots of people selling on the internet about getting fit, you actually decide to run a proper business based on fitness, and you look into the information you get, and you look to talk to leaders of it, and it raises the whole game and the whole platform. And before you know where you are, you're running a solid business, has regular subscribers, and you're providing deep services. And of course, that then leads you to finding partners, other people to help distribute, other people to provide information, and it again further impacts your whole approach to an online business. And that makes marketing easier, it makes the business run smoother, you know how much money you're going to be making during the month. You know, there's nothing worse. I mean, I've been a salesman, and I'm sure you would appreciate this, Ray. I've been a salesman, and I'll probably cover this when we get together, but you know, there's nothing worse than you've done a whole month's sales and you've been an absolute superstar and you get the award for Salesman of the Month, and then come, you know, the next month, Monday morning, you've got to start all over again. And the real power that we enjoy, and I can share my $2.5 million secrets for my own personal site, is that I know how much revenue I'm going to, it's going to come in next month. I mean, I will get up, if you want, on the stage and show exactly how much revenue I'm going to get next month. And it's just so much more rewarding. It's so much more fulfilling to know that you don't have to start under that pressure every single month of starting over again fresh. And so the whole use of the tool allows you to market to a much wider audience. The fact that we can then communicate with the rest of the world means that we can extend our audience, you know, much further than our local geography. And one of the key facts, again, it's a mindset thing, but if you understand it, if all your business is based upon the local geography, you know, if all your business is in a steel town and that steel mill goes bust, then you're out of business. But the wonderful thing about the internet and being able to use the subscription site is that your audience can come from anywhere in the world. So any topic that's good for a newsletter, any topic that's good for information or helping other people, You will find, and I'll demonstrate on the stage, that you'll be surprised how few people you need to make your first $1 million.
That is so awesome. And one thing that I've learned, too, is there's a lot of people out there that want to go after the high-ticket sale. So they'll want to offer $500, $1,000, even $2,000, and that generates a lot of money, but you're not going to get as many sales at that level. I have seen people who have $14.97, like as in $14.97 or $9.97, get a pile of customers in the door, and then all of a sudden the income is just increasing like crazy. The example is Netflix, right? A lot of people have a Netflix account. It's, what, $9? And there's, what, I don't know how many thousands of people that are out there that have that. But imagine if that Netflix traffic was yours.
I believe it's about 88. It's a few million. I'll pull the figures up for you to show that. I've got some really wonderful examples to share with you on the stage, some really kind of business platform changing, really shaking up normal commerce. And that's the thing that I would really like to have people think about, is that I will demonstrate and I'll try to make sure that I share proper information so that people understand where I come from. When I was a young man, I was a business advisor, where I come from in terms of the most fundamental business model. And people, you know, they run the businesses all their lives, and hopefully you'll have some people in August when we get together. Hopefully there's some people that have run a business, and you'll have some people that are thinking about running a business, and we can definitely help them understand, actually, they've forgotten the basics, and we can't even call them the basics. They're actually the fundamentals, and I'll remind them of what the fundamentals are, and what you've just said really quickly there about charging $2,000 for something, they've missed the fundamental step there, because that's a one-time sale. It's not a customer, and customers are what build your business. So I really hope that with the new people that are thinking about setting up, I'm going to make sure that they understand to set their stall out and trade online and build a solid business. And for those who are already in business, I want to just remind them of some of the things that actually, yes, we should be doing that. We should actually look at our business model like that, and that they can change their budget accordingly. So I might spend quite a bit of time on that particular topic because I'm so passionate about it. And then obviously MemberGate just really, it unleashes the potential. It just allows somebody that's running a mom and pop business or running a newsletter business, it allows them to reach out to a much wider audience. It gives them the security. It's a 10-year-old software product that's been out there. We've got people trading. I mean, I don't like to give away too many secrets, but I mean, we've got one guy who's got just over $6 million in his shopping cart. We've got some people who are doing over $1 million a month. It really, and they haven't got that many customers. It's just a balance. And so we can share some information. I can't give away exactly those business persons' sites because the last thing they want is, you know, lots of competition out there. So we look after our customers. We look after our audience as best we can. But what I look to do is really help people make sure they've got the fundamentals of running a proper business with a solid piece of software they can rely on.
That is awesome. That's why I'm with MemberGate. So now give me an idea of some of the topics that you think might make a successful membership site.
Well, so the topics are broad, and I'm going to show you, I'm actually going to demonstrate to you that people overthink niches. They overthink how many people they need to have, so I'll make that much more accessible to them. But usually the best topics are really not about the ones that are going to spend the most money. The best topics are the ones you're passionate about. So I'm sure some of your people that are going to come along, you know, they have their own religious community.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they should be looking at a membership site based upon that, based upon an outreach program where they can take their messages further afield. And it's so simple to do. But the strength of that is, if they're passionate about it and they want to put some energy into it, it's amazing how that comes back. So really, it's things that you're passionate about, and people get passionate about things for different reasons. So somebody may have lost some weight, they get passionate about it, and then it's very easy to create a site and look after and support other people who are going through those same steps. Sometimes you look at something that you've come across in your life, and maybe cars. There may be a particular car that you're absolutely passionate about. I'm sure there's a great opportunity for somebody to look at the Tesla car and really go into detail about owning one, keeping one, running one. And you're going to attract a very specific audience because those people are also going to be very passionate about their own car and how to charge it and where to meet up and how to organize, you know, the best cleaning for it. So the passion index is what's going to give you the strength to keep making the content. It's going to give your audience the strength to communicate with you. It's going to bring a community. So whether it's a ministry or a car, it's really the passion. It's something that you kind of can commit to and talk about. But even saying that, I'm going to show you some examples where it's not even about a newsletter type of business or selling information or providing ideas and advice. It really actually can be a traditional mom and pop business that is wanting to supply online and using the membership platform to separate customers from inquiries. So it's very subtle, but lots of people have websites online and they may have a shopping cart, but they could just so easily offer them a little bit further support and information behind a membership access. So only the privileged customers get the information. So it's really, again, it goes back to the mindset, Ray. If we can just get people to understand that there is a wonderful way to service customers better by having that extra layer of service.
Mhm. Okay, so why would somebody join a membership site when there's so much stuff for free on the internet?
Well, the answer is in the question. It's really quite interesting. There is so much stuff for free on the internet, but you can't bond with anybody. You can't talk to anybody about it. You can't really go back to the person who's put that free YouTube video up and said, I didn't really understand that particular part, and because they've moved on to the next thing. So paid for information has an automatic additional value. what it does is it commits the author, whoever's writing about it, it commits them really to saying, I want to do the best I can do with this. I want to solve this properly. I want to present it properly. And I want people to access it and share it properly. Whereas all the free stuff that is out there, I mean, it becomes more and more challenging. I mean, there is so much weight loss information out there. How do you decide which is the right one? So it becomes so challenging. And Google throws all the adverts up there from all the people selling all the stuff. So you can't always find, you know, the information you want because you're surrounded by adverts and biased opinions and all sorts of other bits and pieces. So lots of people will look at the free stuff and then they'll start to dig into it. And what you end up with is people who are passionate about your thing and they come and join to have a look around. In my own particular model, I give them a 14-day trial for a dollar. And other people do other variations on the theme, so it's about how you put the package together. They find out by looking around if this is the place they want to be. I mean, it's like, I don't know, if you go out to a country club and you're going to go dance there, you have a look around and see if you're going to stay or not. So it's that human nature doesn't really change. So it's really about the connection that you make with your audience and putting the right package together, the right deal to make it sizzle, because we've all got to make our steak sizzle.
Yeah, that's awesome. So tell me what your plans for the future are. What is your vision with MemberGate? How are you taking it into the future?
Okay, so my biggest change since taking over earlier this year is to actually turn MemberGate itself into software as a service. So it's a regular subscription to provide the support and services, which will allow us to grow and develop alongside some of the major platforms that are out there. I really want to look at some of the mom-and-pop businesses. I really want to unleash the potential for mom-and-pop businesses to sort of come online properly. I've seen an awful lot of sites out there where the software is free, like WordPress, and it looks pretty, it looks glossy, but it doesn't serve the business owner very well at all. So we want to look at reaching out to that audience. I've got plans to come up with a more accessible price point. So we're going to call that MemberGate Lite, and I was going to share that on the stage, but you've drawn it out with me already. So we're looking at a more accessible price point because people can grow the businesses, and they can grow into the best business they can be. And I've got some fairly interesting ideas in terms of helping the MemberGate itself. It's always been very successful at search engine optimization. It's always been very successful at connecting the dots between prospects and the site. What we want to do is really, I've got some tricks up the sleeve where we can actually extend offline and bridge offline marketing straight to the website. So I'll be sharing that and we'll be pulling that forward. But, you know, we've got a lot of growth opportunities. We've got a lot of potential out there, and it's a very, very, as you know, Ray, it's a very, very solid platform. It's not the cheapest out there in the marketplace. But that's okay. What we find is that the people that invest in the business usually get a return on their investment. And the people that go for free things, usually, you know, they're not there 2-3 years later.
Well, and I'll just tell you, when we were talking about setting up a website years ago, my mentor set one up for me that had to be maintained. And I am not a webmaster, and I said, I can't do this. So then we started looking at the platforms that were out there, and of course WordPress was starting to come along, but it wasn't developed yet. And I just knew that I just couldn't handle that. I mean, WordPress is not hard, but I don't want to spend my time doing anything whatsoever on the website, according, you know, like maintenance and things. So when we found MemberGate, and we knew that it also had the program that we're on has a built-in service. So if anything messes up, all I have to do is send an email, and usually what it is I'm messing up and I can't figure out what I've done, so I can email into support and they fix things for me very, very quickly. And I actually even met one of the tech girls when I went to one of the conferences one time years ago and was so happy to know her. And so for the person who really wants to focus on building their business and not on the platform that's hosting it, MemberGate is an excellent answer. And so I've loved it all these years. I've just totally loved being with MemberGate.
Well, that's great. And I think we've got some nice things coming your way, which you will even more like. But, yeah, I just want to, again, being in business a long time, it's very much like owning or renting a shop. And you spend, you know, if you spend too much time fixing the shelves and putting in the lights and fastening the wiring up so you can put a till in there, well, you're doing all those things. Actually, you just want to be getting the store open and letting people come in and look after them.
Right. Absolutely. Well, and one of the secrets about business that so many people have not discovered is figure out what you're really good at and go do that. And then surround yourself with people that are really good at what they do, even better and smarter than you are. And so many people are just stuck in this thing of, well, I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to do it the cheapest way. And every decision they make is based on how cheap is this. They always look at money as the deciding factor. And I got over that years ago because I just that was how I was taught to make decisions. And I just said, it's not about money. It's about life. And it's about free time and freeing yourself up from all the distractions of business so that you can get down to doing what
you're
good
at.
That's my life.
I totally agree with you. It's really not about saving money. It's about letting money work for you. So,
right.
I mean, I'm from Yorkshire, and if your guys want to go look on Google what a Yorkshireman's like, they'll find out that we're very, very careful when it comes to money.
Mm-hmm.
There's
well,
a reputation about Yorkshiremen, so we have it. I know it, and it's. But I'm more than happy to invest in other things, I'm happy to talk and share my when we get together August 11th to the 15th, I believe it is, 12th, 13th, 14th. I'm happy to sit down with anybody while I'm there and just I quite happily help them revisit the business, revisit the plans, and we just sit off to one side and I can just go over some things. I'm always happy to do that. I've done that as a young businessman. I was a marketing consultant for the government, and happy to help people just revisit the model, just look at it from the outside in, and just make sure that the right fundamental building blocks are in place. And then when it comes to Memegate, I just know that ultimately it's just so easy to run a successful business that I will happily share on the stage my own business and let people sort of have a think about how they can move forward easily and quickly.
Well, Tom, I am so excited that you're going to be joining us. You're coming all the way from the UK to join us in Louisville, Kentucky on August 12th through 14th, and actually Protege Days on the 11th. It is going to be awesome. Our keynote at that event is going to be Joel Salatin from the Shenandoah Valley, a farmer extraordinaire, and he's actually going to be bringing his wife. So you're going to get a chance to talk to the real person who's taking care of business at the farm. They also have a home. We have a homeschool dad from Minnesota who's going to be talking about selling books on Amazon, and we have a whole lot more. So if you are ready to start a home business and start creating passive residual income like I do with Tom's system, then plan on joining us at the only conference of its kind in the whole world where you can bring your kids to learn about home business together from millionaire experts. So you're going to get a chance to meet Tom Cohn from Membergate there. And make sure that you take advantage of sitting down with him and listening to him, asking your questions, and get a chance to get feedback from him because he's awesome. So you can go to educatingforsuccess.com/2016HVC to get all the information that you need, and we would be glad to see you there. So thanks so much for joining us, and thank you, Tom, for joining us today. It's been awesome having you on the show.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you very much. See you soon.
All righty. See you soon. This is Ray Perry, your host, signing off. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more about what we do at Educating for Success, visit us at educatingforsuccess.com.